You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on January 26, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 4 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following PSA.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF's meet and greets are back. Connect with the staff and volunteers of CJSF 90.1 FM and learn about opportunities for you to make radio, review arts and culture events, write content for our website, uncover hidden gems and new releases in our library, and more. January 25th, Making and Hosting Radio, an introduction to CJSF's Programming and Public Affairs Department with Robin and Jesse. February 1st, Arts and Entertainment. Learn about interviewing artists and reviewing live events around town for CJSF with Nat. February 8th, Music. Discover how new music gets added to the CJSF playlist and explore our library of over 90,000 records with Connor. Join us on Thursdays at 4 p.m. at CJSF, room 1420, first floor of the Student Union Building on the SFU Burnaby campus. Hope to see you there.
The first song today is Phil Akin's Here Goes Nothing with Blessed Lies.
Mountains, majesty, all kinds.
That was Blessed Lies from Phil Eakins' Here Goes Nothing. Next up is Paws One and Preed One's Murals and Mayhem. The track is Can't Save Them All. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, well, coming up in the 80s on my block, you had two choices. Either you take the paint or you take the pipe. It was either you're an artist or a gangster.
It's music for the kids still fighting on dialysis. Immigrant pops, hands covered in calluses. Just to cover rent, his check fully spent. Seen the full extent, how we went from being content to craving something lavish, never knowing what it meant. Hard to see through the eyes of another. It's beautiful. One stays alive for the other. Want it all? Then don't flinch. Go take the risk. Self-respect missing. It don't even make the list. Look, it's not what you want, but what you probably need. It's gotta be greed. Boss, better follow my lead. But it's hard to make the call, cause you can't save them all. Living their best lives through the lies that they make up. Some apply makeup, black eyes covered over. Say the same, he doesn't hit you when he's sober. Seen the cycle, that's why your head keeps spinning. Look at all the bull they fed these women. Positions that they've been in when they thought they wouldn't make it. Made a prison out of lies. Truth is, they won't escape it. Sometimes there's no choice other than run. Stay strong when the clouds come and cover the sun. Recognize it in your face, cause my mother was one. It's hard to make the call, cause you can't save them all. That's why you only catch what they allow you to see. And now you see why fame don't have a value to me. I tell you, again and again and it don't sink in. Just another road where the signs keep blinking. Greed on both sides, gold chains and dope lines. Dollar signs in both eyes, that's when the hope dies. And most guys miss what they lose in a trade. Illusions from the land where all the movies are made. Cruising, walk of fame. Bums right next to this, yelling at his mess. Possessed like exorcists. Others gotta look like they're waiting for the exodus.
I'd like to discuss the SCFC Athletics at this time. There were five events on January 20th. The Red Leafs men's wrestling hosted two schools in SFU's Central Gym. The Red Leafs fell to Adams State 29-17, followed by a 39-10 drubbing at the hands of San Francisco State. Later on, the SFU women's basketball were shaded by the host St. Martin's University Saints 59-55. As the Red Leafs were led by the Witzowski sisters, as both Jessica and Sophia scored 15 each at Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington. Down south in Oregon's Gold Coast, the SFU women's wrestling confronted the Pacific University Boxers, where the Red Leafs were trounced by the host 35-1 at Stoller Athletic Center in Pacific, Oregon. For the nightcap on January 20th, the Red Leafs men's basketball hosted the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, where SFU were destroyed 71-49 as David Penny led the Red Leafs with 15 points at SFU's West Gym. The Red Leafs women's wrestling competed in three duels at Southern Oregon University's Bob Rehem Arena in Ashland, Oregon on January 21st, where weight classes were in pounds. SFU defeated the host Raiders B team 28-15, fell to the host Raiders A team 28-14, and were shaded by the Vanguard Lions 24-23. Here were the Red Leafs winners against the Raiders B team. Matty McKenzie blanked Brisset Serrano in 116. Number 8 Victoria Seal dominated Myla Weiler via a technical foul. Laura Alcantar Soto 5-0 over Macy Bendel Ramirez. Number 6 Jay Trollen toppled Sophie Keeper via a technical foul 10-0 in 136. Clara Scaglione upended Elisa Goodwin via a 10-0 technical foul in 143. Number 10 Paige Maher toppled Quilastil Miguel Lapham at 406 and 155. And number 7 Julia Ritchie upended Desi Matheny at 155 in 191 as the SFU Red Leafs defeated Southern Oregon B team 28-15. The Red Leafs winners against the Raiders A team were Mandy McKenzie defeated Marissa Kurtz 2-0 in 116. Number 8 Victoria Seal dominated Fernanda Lopez 10-0 via a technical foul in 123. Number 6 Jay Trollen edged Destiny Lopez 5-4 in 136. And Julia Ricci toppled Sophia Jutton 10-0 via a technical foul in 191. As the SFU Red Leafs fell to the Southern Oregon Raider A team 28-14. I wasn't able to find the winners, SFU Red Leafs winners against Vanguard Lions. On January 24th, SFU Athletics and Recreation and Nike T. Litson, which owns the Nike brand, announced the extension of their partnership, which will see Nike providing athletics apparel for the SFU Red Leafs, the only Canadian NCAA team, until 2027. Both basketball teams were in action on January 25th. Men's were destroyed by the host Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 69-51, as the Red Leafs were led by David Penny's 13 points at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho. Later on, the women's got stung by the visitors' Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 74-60 as the Red Leafs were led by the Witzowski sisters as Sophia scored 24 while Jessica tallied 17 at SFU's West Gym. Two events are on tap today. Some Red Leafs are competing in the 2024 John Thomas Terrier Classic at Boston University in Boston, Massachusetts, where times are in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 9 results for SFU, which are the cutoff for the preliminaries for their finals. Jeremy Belcher ran the men's 60-meter dash at 7.07 for third. Later on, in the women's 4,000 distance medley relay, I believe that's 4,000 meters, 4 kilometers, the quartet of Grace Chalk, Maria Lola Claire, Kate Cameron, and Rachel Watkins clocked in at 11:51.23 for 6. Some SFU athletes are competing in the 2024 UW International Mile, which just started, and there's women's high jump going on at this time. Just a minute, please. There's no, in women's high jump, there's no indication the SFU Red Leafs women's are involved.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Just to clarify, in the 2024 UW Invitational / Miles City, which is currently taking place at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, women's high jump is the only event taking place right now, but for some reason I cannot access the competitors at this time. So SFU can be involved or may not be. I just can't tell, according to the 2024 UW Invitational / Miles City score page. Anyhow, here are the current standings in the men's basketball. Great, GNAC men's basketball, which is NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. St. Martin's are first at 7-1, conference 17-1 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 7-1 conference, 13-5 overall. There's also a two-way tie for 5-3 conference records each, Central Washington and Northwest Nazarene, but Central Washington is third at 12-5 overall, while Northwest Nazarene is fourth at 9-7 overall. Alaska Anchorage, Western Washington, and Seattle Pacific have 4-4 records, conference records each, but Alaska Anchorage is 5th at 14-5 overall, Western Washington 6th, 12-7 overall, Seattle Pacific 7th, 11-10 overall. Western Oregon is 8th, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2-6 conference, 5-11 overall. Simon Fraser, 9th, 1-7 conference, 3-16 overall. For some reason, they are listed as the 9th team, while Alaska, which also has a 1-7 conference record, has a 3-13 overall record. So, arguably, SFU is in the last place among GNAC men's basketball teams at this time.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference records ties. Montana State Billings are first at 8-0 conference, 17-3 overall. Western Washington second, 7-1 conference, 15-3 overall. Alaska Anchorage and Central Washington have 5-3 conference records each, but for some reason Alaska is listed third at 11-6, but Central Washington actually has a 14-6 overall record. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 4-4 conference, 7-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6th, 3-5 conference, 6-12 overall. Western Oregon has a 3-5 conference record as well, but they are 10-9 overall, so they are technically 6th, with Seattle Pacific with a 6-12 overall record are 7th. St. Martin's 8th, 2-Simon Fraser is 8th at 2-6 conference, 10-11 overall. St. Martin's 9th, 2-6 conference, 4-11 overall, even though St. Martin's is listed above Simon Fraser for some reason. Alaska is 10th at 1-7 conference, 3-15 overall.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
Welcome back. The third act is Part Owners, Peace-Loving People. Here is When She's Next to Me, which will take us to the second half of the show.
Truth, withholding half of a